Hello? Is this thing on? Okay, how bad is this audio? Let me see if I walk around. Hello? 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 Is it really bad? Still muted? No, it's on. Hello. Hi, it's me, Cecilia Immigrant from Whole Life and Justice Worst. Well, the mic quality isn't the problem. The problem is if I walk around, can you still hear me fine? I'm gonna fill my water. I'm gonna have my screen here. Not that bad. Good, actually. Are you sure? I don't know about that one. Oh my gosh. Oh my morning. So what happened was I'm just not. Yeah, I'll try not to make too loud packing noise, plastic noises. I have a bunch of stuff to finish today, and I did pretty good on time, but then something else came up, and I was like, "What?" So then I had to lock in and do that for like a couple hours. So now I'm dead, and I have to pack, and it's so messy, and I don't want it clean. It's not that dirty, but it's like messy, you know? It's like I have these little turmeric shot bottles everywhere. I don't even know how long I've been here, like a week? I don't know, I don't remember. Oh no. And I forgot to eat. I'm gonna have to go get some food. Oh my god. Literally the worst. Lock in, Cece, lock in. I'm trying. The biggest problem. Well, it's not a problem, but the thing that I'm least looking forward to is that I have to take down the entire PC setup and then cram that into my suitcase. Okay. Are these plastic noises like awful or is it okay? Waiting, the chat delay is pretty long, so I'm waiting. It's fine, it's okay. Okay, because I feel like when you're on the phone. Not bad, ASMR, it's not that bad. Deja vu. Okay, because like I feel like when you're on the phone and someone does anything with plastic, it's insane and it's really annoying. So, okay, I need to remember the. Right, this. Okay, so. Trash separation here is a bit different. So, plastic, so much plastic. Oh my god. Plastic. Actually, the other day I bought this from the konbini. I bought like I don't know what is it called? Maroons? Chestnuts. Plastic. Oh no, my mamula. Plastic. And they were pretty nice. I one day. Yeah, I mean I said this already on stream, but I've been pretty bad with food because I'm so like preoccupied that I kind of forget about it and then I'm like, oh, what do I eat? And then I have choice paralysis overload. So today I ended up actually ordering food. And it was like chicken karaage with rice and I say veggies, but this is the one thing. I love Japanese food, but they don't put enough veggies into their meals. I need the ratio of 1 to 1 to 1. One portion carb, one portion protein, one portion vegetables. But in Japan, it's like 2 portions rice, one portion chicken, and then like a slice of carrot. Where's my vegetables? Well, not at the restaurant. At a restaurant, you can like order side dishes and stuff. Oh, soy sauce. Gotta clean that up. So then I've also been having to practice a song, a da a dance, a song, d a dance. And I'm like. Been doing that today. It's so Like, the dance isn't very hard, especially not compared to some others that we've done in the past. Or I've done, I guess. Plastic. But it's like deceptively difficult. I don't know. You'll see. I'll show you soon-ish, TM. Plastic. Plastic. So much trash. So much plastic. What do you want? Some plastic with that plastic, maybe? Wait, that's not plastic. That's carton. Okay, that's carton. Can't be worse than ballet. No, definitely not. Nothing is as hard as that song. But that was a challenge that I made myself. Actually, that dance teacher that taught me that, the person she's credited in the description of the live, messaged me the other day and was like, how did it go? And stuff like that. Oh, I mean, she messaged me before that, but we talked about it again. And she was so nice. She choreographed it, and then we did like online Zoom sessions where she taught it to me. So that was fun. Plastic. Oh, a spoon. Guess I'll take that with me. Okay. I guess there's these like little tiny bottles that I bought. It's like R1, it's this yogurt drink. And then you can remove the outside plastic. So I guess the outside plastic goes into the soft plastic. And then the hard plastic goes into bottles. The tiny bit left, I should probably rinse that out. A free spoon! The thing is, the apartment that I'm at right now is actually the same that I was at during my long stay. I bought like spoons and stuff, like cutlery and some small things, and they're still here. And then I saw them and was like, wow, nice, awesome. That's perfect. Perfect for me? A spoon? Wow, thanks. Wow, thanks. An avocado. Plastic. Wow. Avocado. That's paper. Plastic. I was looking for that. Oh, it's empty. Frick. I bought this perfume. Actually, so I tried this perfume a while ago at an airport. When you're at an airport, you have a lot of time. It's like it smells really good. It's vanilla based, pretty pure, like not no other scent, but like a very fresh vanilla, like a green vanilla rather than like a sweet vanilla. It's like more fresh than sweet. And I really like it. So I bought what's it called? Like a tester, like a 5 milliliter tester. Because I don't really like perfumes that much. I mean, I like the idea of a perfumes, but I get very easily overwhelmed by the smell. And this one, it's like I wanna like it so bad because it smells good in the bottle. But when it's near my, like, I usually put it on my wrists. And sometimes, like, one spray on my wrist, and then sometimes in the back of my neck, nape of my neck. This is one of those things which, like, literally no one cares. I'm gonna tell you about it anyways. You're here. But it's just like, gives me a headache anyways. I don't know. I don't understand perfumes. I know I could, like, there's Eau de Parfum and that kind of stuff, which I use usually. But they don't last long. I don't wanna spray, like, take them with me, then I'm gonna have to spray them again. Don't know. Also, perfumes are always like sometimes it smells good in the bottle, but it doesn't smell good on the skin, or it might, sm or it, like when it rests, I guess, when it like, how does it like soak in? I don't know how to explain it. It smells different, obviously, from the bottle, from the air, or if it's on someone's skin. That's plastic. No, that's plastic. Oh, there's still some four chips in here. They're probably dry. These are like salty seaweed flavored rice crackers. I also bought bath salt and then I ended up actually not using it because I couldn't find it because I lost it, but I just found it again. Maybe I'll use it tomorrow morning. It's like one pack. Here, let me sit down a little bit. Treasure found! Steel chips! Yeah. So, I've been thinking, I don't know, maybe I do like it. This perfume, I'm gonna put it back into its little package. One of my biggest fears, well, it's a bit of an overstatement, one of my biggest, that would be really annoying, is traveling and specifically flying with anything like perfume or even small, strong smelling, I don't know, like creams and stuff, lotion, and that opening up and then making your entire luggage smell like it, that would kill me, probably. I would die. I think I would die. Yeah, I might die. That's just how it happens sometimes. Okay. I don't want to clean. I hate tidying and cleaning. Oh, I forgot to hang up my clothes. Oh my god. Oh my god. Are they gonna be okay? I don't even remember when I washed them. Today? Yesterday? Yes, today. I think it was today. It must have been today. Yeah, it was today. Okay. I can still hang them up. You know, when you leave stuff in the clothes wash, it becomes kind of like you're gonna have to wash it again. That's a waste of resources and time. But it was today, so it's okay. I don't remember when I did this. One other thing that actually stayed here, a little my what's it called? Clothes hanger? Clothes hanger? What's it stayed here? Cleaning my clothes. Moldy clothes. No! Not in a couple of hours, but yes. Yeah, sometimes one time I lived in a place where I had a clothes wash, like a clothes wash that was also a dryer. So I would you know, you could set it so that it would like wash and then dry. But the problem with that is, why is it so dusty? What is that? Oh no. I must have washed some paper. No. No. Oh well, it's okay. It's just my pajamas. And, incapable of doing a single task. Oh no, the paper's everywhere. Oh no. I checked my pants pockets though. Oh, maybe it was in a different pocket. Well. And then sometimes I would like wash it and dry it. Wash it and dry it in like two, three times. Because I'm stupid. But it doesn't actually happen that often anymore. Today was an exception because I was busy. Okay. And I didn't, it wasn't too long, so it's fine. Oh, no. Actually, my number one luxury item that I have is I have like super soft silk pajamas, and they're so comfortable. You won't even believe how comfortable these pajamas are. The most comfortable, softest I have, softest thing. I also have silk pillowcases. I don't have silk bed sheets because those are way too expensive. But a pillowcase? Yeah. Can splurge on this pillowcase. Yeah, okay. Oh. I have to be careful that I don't hum the songs that I've been working on. Because that's spoilers. Spoilers. Socks. No. Oops. This away, this here. Linen sheets.
Yeah, linen sheets are nice too.
I mean, anything works as long as you wash it often enough. Who was it? Was it Iris? Who was like, I haven't washed my sheets in a month or something. Oh, no, more. Okay, wait, let me put the towels in the bathroom, actually.
No, my sock.
Record and remaster the humming. No. The spoilers. Okay. I just don't understand how the humanity has made it to fucking the moon, and not to fucking the moon, but to the moon, and to like all these places, and it's like in the process of doing things and curing illnesses and all that, and they haven't found a way to automatically hang up and dry clothes. Like, yeah, you can dry clothes in a clothes dryer, but if you do that to like sensitive girl clothes, like lace and stuff like that, or even chiffon, it's going to mess up the clothes and ruin them. And I just don't understand how that is not a priority. Why haven't they invented that yet? I just don't get it. Roombas exist. I guess it's just not possible. Well, they should think of a way. I hate doing choice so much. It's the worst thing in the world. Narissa, save me! Narissa! One time Narissa came over to my place. Oops. That was like last summer, when I was in the Far East. And she came over and she cleaned my apartment. Yeah, that was pretty good. Thanks, Narissa. Narissa, save me! This time I didn't ask her. I felt like that was like, would be using her. Also, it's not that bad. Last time was pretty bad. Bride, right? She married everyone. I can't believe it. She told me that I would be special. No, I'm kidding. That would be mean to lie about. No. Yeah, that song's really cute. You should check it out.
No.
Dang it. You have to stop humming that song. It's not her song. You should check out her song.
Let me put this here.
Towels go into the other room. Damn it. Okay. Oh, socks. Towel? I'm actually glad doing the space for this, even if the audio is kind of scuffy, was a good idea. Because otherwise I think I would have just not cleaned. Which is stupid, but I mean, I would have been sad about it. So thank you very much for being here right now, even if this is the the least entertaining and most chory space in the world. In the whole world.
Oops. Socks.
That's not socks. Oh, that's a top. Oh.
Yeah, hanging up,
and then this girl. I'm wearing these like super big, super comfortable pantoufles. What is it called? Slip? No, it's not slippers. It's like when it goes around your foot. And they make a lot of noise, but they're very comfortable.
What's that? Oh!
Power adapter. Smart of me for buying that. I say that, but it was actually my Manu-chan. Well, I mean, I said she didn't buy it. I bought it, but like she reminded me of getting it when we were at the airport. Let me put that here. That's carton. Okay, I'm gonna take a break. Slippers? Pantoffeln!
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're called slippers, but slippers to me are those, like, you know, the one that you take when bathing, bath slippers, where it's just, it covers the top of your foot. I mean, a shoe, a whole shoe, but it's a slipper.
Mm. Bleh.
Break from all the intense cleaning, you know, my little world hell.
Actually, I did write into my tasks list.
Oh, I did that. Okay.
Ticking things off my task list.
Sometimes I write like the most simplest thing in the entire world in my task list, but then just the feeling of checking it off is still very satisfying. Let me write cleaning and then packing on my task list. And then I'm gonna write this sad emoji.
Wait.
And then I did all of that. Sad.
Yeah.
Other times you apparently write riddles for yourself and others. Yeah, but not on my task list. My task list is pretty decent. Today I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 things. But sometimes it's like, you know, oh, some work, which takes like an hour. And sometimes it's answer this message. And the message is like, hello, is this okay? And my answer is yes. Ah, that was so much work. Let me check this off my task list. Oh, I'm so productive. It's insane. Actually, one of the worst things happened to me as well. I went to... No, I didn't... I mean, I walked by a... what's it called? A vending machine. And I wanted to buy a hot milk tea. And I put it in. And then I put in my card. Like, tapped my card. You know what came out? Fucking coffee. No, I have this milk coffee. I don't know what to do. I don't want to throw it away. I've just been keeping it. Just sitting there in my fridge. It's just, I don't want... Why would that come out? I want my money back. My 200 yen. It's messed up.
Okay, let me see. That's carton, but I can keep it, maybe. No, yes, no, yes, yes. This one I won't keep.
That's a hard card. I'm gonna have to Google Japanese trash thing. No, not 2022. 2025. Paper. What about carton? Okay. Thanks, Google. I don't want to Google something for 2026 because it's only January, so all you will find is AI articles. Oh, this AI. Sometimes AI is kind of funny. I think I Googled something. It was like, does blah, blah, blah give me a tummy ache? And obviously, tummy ache is not a medical term. No one says tummy ache, right? Especially, they shouldn't, at least. And then because AI is AI, the top answer thingy was like, no, blah, 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 does not give you a tummy ache. Like, oh, okay. Thanks, AI. Thanks, AI. Yeah. I hope you die in a fire. Oh, my God. But thanks, though. Appreciate it. And then, obviously, I didn't trust that.
because it's never... I don't understand. I hate that you can't opt out of those things. Just let me opt out of things. You can do what you want. Just let me opt out of it. I don't... It takes up so much real estate as well. Like, website real estate. Oh, yeah. Let me put this in here. My Switch. 1, 2, Switch. I was thinking, you know that game that Laura and I played once?
What was it called? 1, 2, Switch? Was it 1, 2, Switch?
With all the little mini-games? I really liked that game. It was really funny, and I was thinking maybe it would be fun to do that. But, maybe with more people, with Laura and some others, in, like, 3D. It would be really funny, because that was such a stupid game. I mean, good game. Good, great. Awesome.
Have to ask her when she is available. It's really funny, yeah.
Okay, let me put this in. Switch.
My poor Switch. I don't use it enough. I like the Switch. I think it's nice. Maybe I should buy a Stream Deck.
I remember I used my Stream Deck once. One time I had the
COVID. And then I was, I don't know, I always struggle. I never know if I should say Corona or COVID. And, I mean, this was a long time ago. And then I played, what was it? I think it was one of the Road Factory games.
Right, I was traveling. See, this is what I mean when I say I have bad travel luck. I was traveling to see my family. And then I, at the airport, well, I don't know if at the airport, but at that time. And then I got the C.
And then I had to just sleep. Got quarantined into one of the rooms, and then Automaton Bro gave me his Switch. His Steam Deck.
I kind of liked it. I liked the you know, the touch screen and stuff.
Just like laying in bed and having it there.
I'm not able to like use the controllers as much, but
the Steam Deck has a lot of touch screen functionality, which is kind of cool. I like that.
Neat little thing. I do have also these, like, smell sticks. Is it still?
Smells good. Let me close that and bring it with me.
No, don't sing it.
No, it doesn't go in.
Sick. It's too... Okay. So...
But I don't know. I would probably never actually play with it.
Okay, let's go. Tiny plastic bag full of plastic. Hey, Otomus, someone want to come over and clean? Oh, a bonbon. Candy.
I've been trying to keep my receipts so I can, like, tax deduct some stuff. I keep forgetting about it, though. Still haven't done it for my last one. What's this? That's paper.
Ooh, I mentioned this before, I think, but I ordered a new rosin for my violin because mine broke. There's nothing more satisfying than a very fresh rosin. Ooh, this is the premium shit. Oh, it has even like a little package. It smells like nothing.
It looks so good. It's kind of like, you know, when you get a new soap, like a hard soap. I don't really use hard soap, but the type of hard soap. And then you don't want to use it because it looks so nice. Or like a really nice looking candle and you don't want to turn it on because it looks so nice when it's not used yet.
Yeah. I'll have a little metal case for it somewhere. I don't want any more. I'm going to lay down on the floor. Oh, yeah. general, most of the time I'm okay with cleaning. Well, that's a lie. Most of the time I manage. Sometimes I have days where I'd rather... Okay, that's a bit dramatic. I'm not going to finish that sentence. Okay, I'm being a dramatic. Okay, I'm going to get back up. I'm an adult. It's fine. I'm fine. This is fine. I'll stop being dramatic. It's okay. It's just tidying up. It's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's completely fine. It's totally fine. I don't even know what you're talking about. Where's my trash bag? Didn't I buy some? No, it's fine. It's fine. Cecilia of the floor, what is your wisdom? My wisdom is... acquire a minimalist lifestyle. If I had a minimalist lifestyle, none of these would be any problems. Minimalist lifestyle. You know those people that, like, eat the same thing every day, wear the same clothes every day? I mean, I wear the same clothes every day, I guess. But, like, they eat the same thing every day. They meal prep. Ah, I wish I could meal prep. I've tried so many times. I love the idea of meal prepping. The only thing that I do manage sometimes is cooking like a huge batch of something and then freezing it. That's my meal prep, but like real prep, I've never managed to do that. I'll do it 1 week and then I'm like, this is the worst thing, but I'm like, I don't want to eat this today. Like, it can be good, but if I have to eat it more than once in a row, I don't want to. There's only just very few meals that I would want to eat more than once in a day, once a day. And those, some of those are pretty unhealthy. Like, one of my favorite go-to trash meals is chili cheese fries. So you make fries, and then we make chili, and then you make queso, like a cheese sauce. And then you put it, dunk it all together. Amazing. That's awesome. I can eat that, like, 2 times in a row. But that's super unhealthy. So it goes against the whole meal prep idea. So... when I do, like, big meal prep, then I do cook sometimes soup or chili. That works. Or some rice dishes, like burrito filling without the wrap. It's like a huge, huge pot. Haven't done that in a while, though. Don't like anything. Don't like cleaning. Cleaning. I don't mind cooking, but I hate the cleaning. Okay, I'm gonna stop complaining. It's fine. It's okay. Soup? Yeah, soup. Soup. Soup's pretty nice. Oh, what are some other nice foods? Curries. Curry I can eat. Yeah, slow cooker. I've heard a lot of people do slow cookers. I have never gotten a slow cooker. Maybe I should. Well, no, I won't. I'm not going to cook. But if I ever have things under control again. It wasn't that bad before I did these things. I think sometimes it's a little bit easy to underestimate. Like, in my brain, I'm bad at time management. So I think to myself, oh yeah, I can meal prep. But then I want something really yummy. And something really yummy takes a long time. And then I think to myself, well, yeah, obviously I can cook for 2 hours and cook for the entire week. But really, on what day do you just have 2 hours, you know? Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. This week I didn't. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I couldn't. I haven't even read Webtoon today. This week, I mean today. No! I haven't even read anything. Life is cruel. I wouldn't have 2 hours to cook food. Also, there's a problem between motivation and output, you know? It's okay. I'm just gonna move in with Nerissa. Maybe I should ask her. Hey, Nerissa. I don't know. Does she cook? Hi, Nerissa. Do you cook? Oh, wait. First, I have to answer. What did she say? Yay! She cooks, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she cooks. Does she cook, like, daily? Do you want to feed me forever?
Do you have space? I'm like, you know, I haven't been... Does she have space? I don't know. I think it's like Bibu, for example, she also doesn't cook. She has space, but she doesn't cook. So then what am I going to do there, huh? Bibu, what am I going to do there? Bibu, hello? What am I going to do there? You're not gonna, she's not going to feed me. I'm going to have to feed her.
Oh, Raura, yeah. She's not here right now.
But Raura has offered sometimes, that's true, actually. She has cooked for me twice.
One time was really yummy, both times were yummy. One time was like spaghetti bolognese, and the other time was Japanese curry. Japanese curry, it's very different from the curry that I used to. That was pretty nice.
Bibu needs a mom herself. Yeah. I wonder if I was... Would like a maternal instinct take over? No. I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. Sometimes I like cooking for others, like if it's family and stuff. But that's like a once in a while type of thing, you know? Also, I can always force them to clean. Actually, Bay did cook for me the other day. That's true. That was pretty nice. Actually, I don't think she has enough space. Yeah, I think a lot of the girls can cook well. I just don't know who cooks daily. I think, you know, you get really busy. So. She's not answering. I guess she's sleeping. Thanks. Just kidding. I'll be answer to that. Okay, let me see. Do I have anything else pressing right now? Oh, cleaning. Okay, yeah.
Where is the trash bag? Oh, here, I found it. It's not kidding.
Oh, that's huge. I don't need that much. Okay, well, whatever. Oh my god, she answered.
My queen! Let me see what she said.
She said, yes, I cook. What do you want to eat? I can do my best to make it for you. And I answered, no, I mean like every day forever. Every day forever.
Every day forever. No, I mean like forever. Forever! Forever!
No, I just checked Nemesis' Twitter and she said, I worked hard all day and I'm finally going to sleep, but I forgot to eat protein apart from however much was in the cheese on my sandwich. Can someone please send me a Clovis burger and some cheese curds? A concrete mixer too, please? She's also girl failure not eating. Oh no! How could she feed me when she can't even feed herself? No! 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 No, I said no! Yes. She said, do you want to be my pocket princess and I'll take care of you every day and feed you and kiss you goodnight? Yes, I don't know if she's gonna be able to feed me when she can't even feed herself. I'm gonna tell her that. However, how can you feed me if you don't feed yourself properly? Question mark. She did like a crying emoji. Where's my water? Oh, there it is. Okay. But a heart attack. Nope. That's. Where is it? Oh, it's here. She excuses. Please take care of me. Thank you, my queen. I have two people in my life that are my queen. And ironically, it's Nerissa and Liz. Those are the only ones that get the title, my queen. My queen? My queen? My queen. Sounds yummy. Oh, sounds yummy. A majesty, not mech queen, my queen. Okay,
I'm gonna lock in. I have to pack. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming. Sorry if it was underwhelming. I will try my best. And then I have to do some more stuff. And then I have to clean. And then I'm gonna pack. And then tomorrow I'll be out and about. And hopefully everything's gonna work out. And I'll be soon. Tim, maybe I'll take a nap. We'll see. Well, thank you very much, Otomos, for joining me. It helped me motivate myself a little bit, but I think I'm gonna have to like put on some music and just power through.
I'm acting as if this is the hardest thing to do in my life. You know what? It is the hardest thing to do in my life. I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but you know. It's like, when I can sit down and do like work stuff. Like today I edited the video. We're working on a project and I don't know how to explain it. I basically made like a What's it called? Oh my god, storyboard, but in video format. It took a long time, but it's like, it's fun, you know? It's fun. I can lock in. But then it's cleaning. It's twisty. Wow.
Okay, well, thank you very much. See you all soon. My, my. Au revoir. Bonne nuit. Good night. Good night. And rest well. And I'll see you soon. Bye, Otomus. Bye bye. I'm waving. My, my. Bye bye.
1 sec. I have to unlock my phone. Okay. Bye. End.
Yes, end.